As a church community, we need to give our kids God esteem. And parents, please, let us have the honor of fulfilling our role. I beg you. Let us as church folk have the honor of loving your kids and pronouncing God esteem over them. I promise you, you will not regret it. You will not, in the least sense, regret it. It is important that our kids hear blessings of God. The church community lives in the present. But folks, we speak God's future. Amen. The second part of this is God priority. So the first thing we need to paint in our kids and youth is God esteem. The next thing is God priority. Let's look at verses 68 and 69 in Luke 1. Now, to come back to this, John was just born. And Zechariah says this prophecy, all right? And here's just the first couple sentences of the prophecy. Now, can you imagine Zechariah, either his mom or maybe Zechariah was holding John like this, and he says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David." I have a question for you. What language? What is the language of your home? What is the language of your home? You see, the first words that young John heard from his father's lips were blessings toward God. What's the language of your home? What you talk about becomes demonstrated in the priority of your life. What you talk about What you talk about becomes the demonstrated priority of your life. The Bible says that out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth speaks. We have to understand that America is a culture of conspicuous consumption. We are a culture that breeds debt. We are a generation of debtors that teaches our kids how to be in debt. How proud we can be of this. We are a generation that is self-focused. And we teach our kids to be self-focused. Why? What you talk about becomes the demonstrated priority of your life. Folks, it is critical. Moms, dads, grandparents, godparents, and church family, that we are not demonstrating consumption, but that we are demonstrating service. Because our kids watch us, and our values will become their values, and our gods will become their gods. Let's say that together. Our gods will become their gods. Now let's say it and kind of get some feeling into it, all right? Our God will become their gods. We don't have to agree with that or not. That's one of those principles that are true. It doesn't matter if I agree with it. It doesn't matter if you agree with it. Our gods will become their gods. Period. It takes absolutely all of us to mentor and resource the next generation. We have got to show our children and our youth that God is our language, that God is our priority. A good way to start is to talk to God with our kids. Anybody know what that's called? Prayer. To stop cussing would be another one. And using God's name in vain. Nothing curls my toes more than whenever I hear it. But whenever a TV show blocks out a bodily function, and then the next word is the Lord's name in vain. Ticks me off, excuse me. People need to grow up and think about our kids instead of ourselves and our freedoms.